Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump is defending himself against a report that he paid just $750 in federal taxes in each of his first 2 years in office. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports on the bombshell report by the New York Times that Trump is dismissing as fake news.
President Trump addressed the reports at a press briefing Sunday evening, calling the stories made up and emphasized the truth would eventually come out when his taxes were released after a long-awaited audit.
I paid a lot, and I paid a lot of state income tax. Taxes too. The New York State charges a lot, and they paid a lot of money at stake. It'll all be revealed. It's going to come out.
President Trump has long claimed he cannot release his taxes because they're under audit, but there is no prohibition stopping him from doing so. Citing tax return data spanning two decades, the New York Times reported that Trump paid no income taxes at all in 10 of the previous 15 years because he reported losing more money than he made. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
A federal judge in Washington is blocking the Trump administration's ban of popular video sharing app TikTok. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the order provides a temporary reprieve to TikTok, which Trump has spent months targeting over its Chinese ownership.
TikTok yet again will be saved, for now. A U.S. district judge has sided with TikTok that Trump's ban of the app constitutes a violation of free speech rights. A short-term victory for the Chinese-owned app came after an emergency hearing in which TikTok lawyers said shutting down the app would be like locking the doors to a public forum less than 40 days before a presidential election. TikTok's long-term prospects, though, remain murky. The app must find a U.S. buyer by November or will be closed in the U.S., and a deal to rescue the app, led by software company Oracle and Walmart, appears to be stalled. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
A power shutoff is underway for tens of thousands of customers in California's northern and central Sierra region due to extreme fire risk. From member station KQED, Sarah Hosseini has more.
PG&E says it will de-energize certain electrical lines amid strong, gusty winds expected to persist through Monday morning. Officials say power can be restored once workers ensure no lines were damaged. In a recent report to state regulators, the utility revealed that its crews found widespread damage to equipment after its last shutoff earlier this month. They included downed lines, snapped poles, and branches that had blown into wires, all of which it says could have sparked wildfires had they not been turned off. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hosseini.
And in Northern California's wine country, the fast-moving glass fire that broke off this morning has burned some 1,500 acres and is 0% contained. Evacuation orders have been issued for parts of the Napa Valley. You're listening to NPR News. The exiled government of Yemen and Houthi rebels have agreed to immediately release more than 1,000 prisoners. As Lisa Schlein reports, it's part of a UN-brokered agreement that was reached in Switzerland.
When implemented, this will be the largest prisoner swap between Yemen's warring parties since the conflict began in 2015. UN Special Envoy Martin Griffiths is calling on the parties to build on this agreement and swiftly move to release more detainees.
And releasing those detainees will bring immense relief and comfort to more than 1,000 families who will be reunited with their loved ones because of your acts and your decisions.
The UN calls Yemen the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. More than 10,000 civilians have been killed, mainly by Saudi Arabian-led coalition airstrikes. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The remains of 117 Chinese soldiers who died in the Korean War were returned to China today. Most of the remains were found in the demilitarized zone that separates North and South Korea. Today's handover of the remains to Chinese officials at an airport outside Seoul is the 7th annual repatriation ceremony. It was delayed because of the pandemic. So far, the remains of 716 Chinese soldiers have been sent home. Asia markets are trading higher at this hour. The Asia Dow up a fraction. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, up nearly 0.6%. U.S. futures contracts are also trading higher at last check. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.